Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about new patterns. If you've listened to the previous episode, right before this one, I was talking about a new energy that is anchored and grounded in our planet that is giving us a clean slate, a brand new beginning, a fresh start. Now, for those of you that are not like fully aware, how does your life really work? Like, how do things fall into play? Like, how does it work? So I'm going to be breaking down the new way of being, because this new energy is absolutely bringing in a new way of being, a new way of doing, a new way of thinking. Now, these new ways of being, doing, and thinking falls in line with new patterns. Okay, so for most of us, let me explain what a pattern is. So when you do something repetitively, when you think a certain way, when you do things a certain way, when you act a certain way, what you're not seeing from an energetic standpoint is that you are weaving a pattern in your life. So when you weave this pattern, it literally grounds in your life. So when you don't have to think about what you're going to say, what you're going to do, all that is weaved into a pattern. Okay, so it's like when you wake up, whatever you do daily consistent, you are creating a pattern. Now, you break the pattern when you do something different, which is why you'll notice there's an aspect of you when you decide to make a change in your life. And I'm talking about like a drastic change. When you make a drastic change, like when you stop doing something that you would normally do, you're going to find sometimes it's hard to do that. And let me tell you why it's hard to do something new, because you've created a pattern of doing something else. So when you get ready to do something new, your body, your mind, it's pretty much like, hey, wait a minute. What is this? What are you doing? This is not something we normally do. And I'm going to give you guys a prime example. Like, let's just say you don't work out, you don't exercise, but your soul is now and your higher self maybe telling you, okay, you need to start working out. You need to start doing something physical. Well, what happens is your mind is like, okay, we're going to do this. And then when you get ready to physically do it with your body, you can feel the rejection. And sometimes your mind too can be like, there's an aspect of you, which is pretty much your ego. It's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? This is not what we do. This is different. So it's like the first initiative is there's the other aspect of yourself that's not accustomed to this, which is your ego. It's not accustomed to this new pattern, this new way of doing things. And remember, you guys, your ego is connected to your body. So when your body is doing something different and your ego notices that, that's that aspect of you. And then you'll find a resistance with your body. Like, whoa, what is this? We're used to not doing anything. Now we have to do something. And then it can cause you to either stop doing it or you're dragged. So just understanding like those little aspects. This is why, like, when you get ready to do a new beginning, it's like you get pulled back to the old thing that you would normally do, even though you say you're not going to do it anymore. So this is why when this happens, you have to encourage yourself. You have to talk to yourself, because there's that aspect of yourself that's not used to the new way of being, the new way of doing, you know, the new way of thinking. And that's where the challenges comes in. So when you find yourself, this is why when you hear people say, I'm set in my ways, it's basically saying, I'm not changing. This is the pattern that I've created, and this is what it is. And people say that because a lot of times when you're trying to make a change, you know, there is a lot of challenge that comes with change. And the challenge is because you've weaved a pattern in your life. And most people don't understand that in order to break a pattern, sometimes you got to keep at it until it's broken. Because some of these patterns, you guys, we've created for ourselves is hardwired. Like, we've been doing it for so long, that for even for some of us, like there is no other way because it's been doing it for so long, or because you've tried and then you have the resistance. But the resistance is because energetically you've created this pattern. And so in order to break the pattern, you know, you got to keep at it. This is why you got to, when you want to do something new, you know, you'll find all these restrictions, like your mind will tell you this and your body will not want to cooperate. And this is why you just got to keep doing it. And you guys, whether you know it or not, when I'm doing something new, sometimes it takes me, like I have to keep doing it over. I have to keep making attempts. And this is why when we hear, don't give up on yourself. And that's the part that when you hear that, it's because when you having to keep doing something, it's because you're changing the pattern. And the challenging, the most challenging, doing something different. The challenge of doing something different is that realizing that you are creating a new pattern for yourself. And that's where speaking this and talking it out so that you guys, so that you can be more self-aware in of an understanding that you're changing the energy that's currently in your life. And that's through taking a different action. And taking a different action can be challenging when you've been taking the same action for a very long time, especially when it comes to changing your thoughts. You've been thinking a certain way for so long that yes, there is going to be a resistance because there's an aspect of you that's not used to this new way of thinking. And because the new way of thinking causes, well, you have to understand too, when you change the way you think, it's also going to change the way you act. And when you change in the way you think, like your body now has to change the way that it's moving. It has to change the way that it's feel, especially when we're talking about moving away from lack, moving away from doubt, moving, especially fear, allowing yourself to become fearless, no longer being afraid to do something new. Like all of that is connected to your nervous system, to your muscles, to your body. And, you know, your body is connected to energy. Your body is energy. And so you're changing the pattern. And that's where the challenge comes in, you guys. And so this is why when your higher self is now speaking to you and your soul, when it starts telling you, hey, it's time to do something different. In the beginning, until you create a more consistent pattern of change, in the beginning, when you're doing something big for yourself, making a huge change, yes, the reality, the logistics of it is that you're probably going to have to keep at it until, because sometimes these patterns, well, let me say this. Everything has energy, okay? And a lot of things that we don't think have an awareness. And your pattern is like its own character, okay? And I want you guys to really understand this, that think about the movie, there's this movie, not Elements. Well, Elements is a good movie, but, the one where with the emotions, there's a new one that's coming out, like anger. I know y'all, it's a Disney Pixel, and, there's a new one that's coming out June 2024, but an anxiety is being added. So all these, and it's like characters, and I related to that movie so much because I'm like, yes, everything has its own character to it. And so your pattern, it's a character. Your pattern is a character. And that aspect of the character, it's kind of like it has to change too. So the resistance, you know, changing any change, the reality and the logistics of there is a resistance that's like automatic, that it's like automatic connected to when you're trying to change something about yourself. And so it's so key that you keep going, because one day you're going to wake up And what you've been trying to do, you're just going to have the energy to do it. But let me tell you why. It's because you're going against the grain. You're going against what you would normally do, which is why sometimes some patterns, some things requires more effort. And so when you just keep putting effort, eventually, I promise you, eventually what you're trying to do is going to. But that's why you can't just do something one time. No, because we're going against the grain. And for many of us and many of you, like you're like the salmon. When you are exiting the system, you're going against the grain. And so changing your thinking, changing your action, changing your habits and your behavior, that's like the salmon that's swimming against the current. And so, but as you keep swimming, guess what? You're building your muscle and being able to, your free will, you're building your muscle of free will. You're building your muscle that I can, I am. You're building that muscle as you keep going. So you can't give up on yourself. You got to, when it comes to changing your life, giving yourself a fresh start anew, it comes with resistance. And then that's just part of the human design. But here is where you need to know where your power, you have the power to keep at something. And but you have to work it together. So it's kind of like you using your mind, speaking to yourself, I can do this. And then physically making the attempt. Just making the attempt. And this is why, you know, you do get an A for effort. It's just like you just got to keep at it, you guys. Like the key to drastic change, to radical change, to any kind of change is to keep at it. So even if you have to keep talking to yourself and maybe, you know, your mind is like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then when you physically get to do it, you start it. And then for whatever reason, you just give in or you give up. Guess what? In that moment, yes, you've given in and you've given up, but keep going. Okay. So you may be like, okay, today, maybe you may try it later on, or you could be like, you know what? I just had enough for today. I'm going to try it again, because change is, it takes a lot, you guys. And I'm speaking from personal experience. It takes a lot when you're making a change, when you're coming out of doing what everybody else is doing, to go a different path, to take a different path, to go about it a different way. Yes, sometimes it requires you just keeping at it until one day you do it and there is no more resistance. Okay, because at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're changing our energy. The core of what you're doing is changing your energy. And it's that energy that brings about a new energy, that brings about a new look, a new way of being, a new way of doing. The root of everything that you're doing is energy. And if I can encourage you guys or empower you guys to do anything, it's allowing yourself to better understand energy. And you don't have to go Google it. Like, just ask your higher self to help you get a better understanding of this energy, because that's what you are. You are energy. And even when you talk about what is the divine is energy. And it just gives you, I'm just giving you guys, like, y'all know I'm all about assisting and giving a different perspective and finding an easier way to understand something or feel something, because this new energy that's here, it's all about feeling. It's about getting out of your head and getting into your heart space and allowing yourself to feel. And that feeling is what's going to also help you create a new pattern for your life. And that new pattern that you're stepping in is the pattern of abundance. And this new energy that's here is the timeline of abundance. And it requires a new pattern. And for those of you that may not have noticed, like, these last few days have been about, and what I've noticed is I'm paying attention to myself and I'm able to see the patterns that I have created, and I can feel the challenge of this new pattern that I'm creating for myself. And it's like no more stinking thinking, like no more negative thinking. And it's like I'm sitting with myself and I'm observing my thoughts that I subconsciously created. And like, well, now that I'm self-aware, you guys, and I can like really see my thoughts, feel them, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was unconsciously saying these things, not only about myself, about people. And, you know, now I'm just watching myself, and this my new beginning and this new energy is requiring me to override and to like cast down, to pull down these thoughts or these old thoughts, these lower vibing thoughts. But I'm doing it like it's an instant because I've already practiced it. So now when I'm aware of a thought that's not in alignment with abundance, that's not in alignment like with love and compassion and mercy and peace, I can feel my energy shift. Like I can feel myself shifting my energy. Oh, I kind of want to cry right now. You guys, this is so magical when it's you that's making the changes for yourself. Like you can see where, oh, wow, okay, I need to change this. I need to, you know, this is, I know that I have to change this thought because it's not in alignment with this new life that I'm creating for myself. And when you think about a new life that you're creating yourself, you have to be a new being. And so in being that new being, you have to change the patterns. You have to change the way that you're thinking. And changing the way that you're thinking brings about a change of action. So, you know, it may be for some of you, it may be easier to do than it is to think. And then for others, it may be easier for you to change your thoughts. And you may be challenged with changing the way that you act, like the physical aspect of it. But just know that it's all a process and you don't have to rush it. Okay. Like you don't have to, there is no, in fact, you're going to find many of you, this new energy, this new timeline requires us to do things in a more relaxed way, like in a relaxed, calm manner. And that's because, and let me explain why you have to do all this relaxed, because it's not supposed to be forceful. And when you are relaxed, and when you are calm, you can grab hold to the energy and change it and shift it. You can elevate it or you can de-elevate it. Like when you slow down, you'll be able to feel how you are controlling your energy, yourself, to make the changes. And I'm realizing that it's when you slow down that you can tap into your willpower and do any and everything that you want to do. But guess what? Slowing down is also changing your pattern. And y'all, I'm so used to going fast, like going, moving. It's got to be done now. It's got to be done now. That microwave. And watching myself, like I have to breathe throughout the day, and I can feel, like my body can now feel when I'm trying to rush, and it's like breathe, inhale, exhale, and then I can feel myself slowing things down. And it's like when I'm slowed down, everything works so perfectly because it's like now I'm controlling my thoughts, I'm controlling how I'm taking action. I'm even able to control how I feel, and all of this is what's considered a pattern change. When you allow yourself to slow down and you do something, you're doing everything different. And then, so it's like what I want you guys to understand is that you're doing the inner work first, and then that's when you see the outer changes. And I know I'm speaking on this because there are so many people frustrated with the physical manifestation, but and slowing down, but understanding that slowing down will allow you to see and feel and understand. Because listen, you guys are stepping into being a creator. This new energy is about you stepping up and stepping into and then stepping up as a creator. And as a creator, you got to understand how you're doing all of this. And for many of you, so this next level is about slowing down and understanding, because the physical aspect of things, it's already made. And so this is the part that many of us need to really like fully understand, that it's already there. It's already in the making. Now it's about you understanding how you're manifesting, how you're creating. And now you have the patience. You may not realize it, but you really do have the patience for this next process, for this next step, for this new era, for this new life. And understanding that this new energy is all about you. You're creating. This is you creating a whole new life for yourself, where before somebody else have already created the energy and telling you how to just move through the energy that's already created, move through the life that's already created through the rules. But now this is where, you know, this next level and understanding, now many of you will be able to see why you have had to go through what you go through, because now you're on a higher level. You're in a higher position. You've been promoted as the president. You're the president of your world. You're the CEO now of your world. And now you're going to see what it's like to create, to manage, to be in charge, to build. Like, you get to see the magic of building a whole new world for yourself. And you got to understand, when you're building, you got to have patience. You have to have patience with yourself, with what you're creating, with what you're doing, because when you're doing, now you are a part of every part of the process, on down to clearing the energy, understanding your energy, clearing the energy, understanding how do you change the patterns, your habits, your behaviors. So like the minute details that you weren't a part of before, now as a creator, you're going to be a part of that. And it's so, I just wanted you guys to understand, when those of you that ask, why is it so hard to make the changes? Well, it's because you're changing the pattern. And if you could think about it, like how a spider creates a web, and then, you know, as time go by, that web has to be torn down, or for whatever reason, let's just say a wind come or a storm come and it tears down that web. And now the spider has to build a new web. And so it's kind of like, now, because you are the one that's wanting this new life, it is your responsibility. And I know you guys have heard me that your life is your responsibility. And now, you know, for some of you, you may feel overwhelmed, but that's because this is not normal, creating a new life, because the life that you previously lived was already reestablished. And as I'm talking, it's 111. Wow. It's 111. And ones represents new beginnings, new change. And, you know, so many of you are going to start seeing 1111 or just anything dealing with ones. And that's a prime sign. That's a sign in showing you 2323. But that's a sign that all these synchronicities right now, that you are absolutely given a brand new beginning, and you're going to have to, many of you are going to have to rise up in this new energy. And even if you're feeling like you're not going to want to, like your higher self is going, and the angels and your ancestors and the cosmic beings are helping us, you guys, into this new timeline, into this new energy. Like we have all this help. We have all this help. And I just want you guys to understand that, you know, now you're going to start coming into a new knowledge and a new understanding of how all of this is really being done. And so at this time, I'm just sending you guys lots of love, lots of peace. I myself, I'm making a lot of changes. I'm super excited. You know, my new pattern, I'm moving away from being this spiritual teacher and this spiritual guide, and moving more into like coaching you guys through this, and because this new energy, you know, no one knows. We haven't been in this new energy, but we are, like, for me, I'm being shown, or it's like a part of it, I'm being shown. And then there's another part where it's kind of like, I know how to move through this new energy. I know how to create and build. And then it's like a lot of things about who I am. It's making sense. And as far as this new energy that's coming through, and it's, I feel like, what I'm experiencing right now, it's like, I am this new energy. And it's like, I feel like, y'all, I've been living in the previous energy, but it was like, I was already this new energy. And this is why, you know, I did a lot of crying as I've been journeying through this. And, you know, just when I just come into this awareness of what humans are and how we're supposed to be, it's like this new energy. Like, I just have this knowing that this new energy, this new energy is what I am. This new energy is what I am. And so it makes sense to me. And the reason why I feel like I understand it is because I've always been this new energy. And I'm sorry, I know I sounded distracted, but I'm recording in my truck, you guys, and my husband just came to the truck. But I love this because I don't edit any of this, and you guys, y'all really get my transparency. But I am this new energy, and I'm just so excited about it, because this new energy is exactly what we are as divine human beings. And what we are getting ready to experience is exactly what we are supposed to be experiencing. And that's why, like, I'm so passionate and I'm so excited about this new energy, because it makes sense. Like, I'm like, yes, we are abundant. We are thrivers. We are intelligent. We are extraordinary. We should be living our best life, you know, however that looks. However that looks, you know, we should be loving each other and just, you know, just having an amazing time. And even if, like, I understand that, you know, human designs, there's challenges, but the challenges is there so that we can discover that we have the ability to get through anything that shows up. And looking at it instead of a challenge, it's just an opportunity to display who you really are. Like, just understanding that. And so, y'all, I'm just super excited because I honestly, this just feels like Gaia is really, it just feels like a gift. And I want to cry because I know as humans, we have suffered. And, this is like Gaia saying, this is my gift to you guys for all of the work and the efforts that you have put in and your persistence. And us just continues, even if you take a break and you stop, but then you get back to it. And it's like, it just feels so warm for me, you guys. It just feels like Gaia knows that we're tired. And she's just like, I'm giving you guys this new energy for anybody who wants it. I know that many of you are tired, and I've said that. It's like, that's what she's saying. This new energy is for anybody who wants it. And my focus now, and this is why I'm shifting out of, you know, what I was known previously as, the spiritual teacher, spiritual guide, teaching the 3D and the 4D. And it's kind of like I'm done with that. I'm done with the 3D and the 4D. Like, I can feel it, everything in me. It's like, I'm done with it. And so now my focus is 5D and above. And for me, that looks like me as a master life coach. Now, it's like, I'm excited to just talk about all positive things. I don't want to talk about, you know, whatever it is that the world is going through. Like, it's like, I feel like I'm completely now disconnecting from the system, where before I was still connected to help people and bring people. But now it's like, I'm super clear on, like, when it comes to 3D and 4D, that's what my books are for. And I'm moving into building this new 5D and above, the new earth, the new energy. That's the new energy is a new earth. The new earth is a new energy. That's what it, that's how it translates to me. And so now I'm more focused on building and living in this new energy. And I'm super excited. I'm just excited. I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for myself. So let's do this. We can do this. We are now, we can like all just come together. And I feel like now it's like we have a family now. We have a family and we're all about living this elevated lifestyle. And we're not thinking about what we've gone through. That's the past. That's over. That's done with. Like when I say, y'all, I'm putting a wall up. And when I say a wall, like I don't even want to put a wall up, even just saying it's like, no, going through the portal. When you go through this 11-11 portal. Oh, I may need to do a separate podcast about that. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. Y'all going to have to wait on the next because I'm going to talk about this 11, what you can use this 11-11 portal for. But anyway, I'm sending you guys lots of love. I just want to thank you guys for your support and your love and allowing me to make whatever change, however I have assisted you know, on this journey. I'm super excited about that. But I'm also excited about this new way of being, new content. And for the most part, you know, this 11-11 portal, because I'm going through it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to be traveling through this portal to get to the other side, to this new beginning. Have a great day, you guys. I love you guys so much.